writing class. What we think about it, we've been together since October, and it's been real fun for me. I have just thoroughly enjoyed it, and I just feel like you're all some of my really good friends. So that's been nice for me. So let's talk about the class and what we liked about it and what maybe should be changed for next time when we start up. Or what we didn't like about it. Or anything that you like to discuss about the class.
Everyone likes to get them and read them.
Do you read them again in your room then? In between?
Oh, sure, I do.
I like to read them too. They're wonderful. What were you going to say, Mary, when I interrupted you?
Well, it was the same. I have them in my room too. And I read them. And I get company and they see that with me. I think it's quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they read them. And I'll look forward.
We certainly talked about a lot of different things. We covered a lot of ground in that class.
Way back. When the very first one we had was about the November snowstorm. That was the very first one we stepped on.
Mm-hmm. That's right, it was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the very first one.
You've written a lot that you don't have written down here, too, that I will transcribe over the summer. Mm-hmm. And get to you.
Because, like I said, I had my children in three different schools. I was worried about them all, I didn't know where they were.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all taken care of. But my daughter, oh yeah, and we sent her up back, and there was another little place, I don't know if they call it, where she was teaching school. And then when that storm came, of course they sent the children all home, but the ones nearest there that never thought that it was necessary to have them come and get them, let's get home. That is my daughter.
Oh.
And so she's started home, and the window were down, and she had to be on her hands and knees to get into my door.
Oh my
she was
God.
Just soaked, and froze, on her.
Yeah.
Just simply froze stiff.
She was lucky she made it home.
Yes, and so she fell at the door, and we pulled her in there, and got her on the wrist, and all the doctors on her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, now, if it had any further, she wouldn't have gone. She wouldn't have gone.
She was lucky she could even find it.
See, the others, you know, that. It's what the parents came about, but she was so close that she was. That was such a big mistake.
It's good to remember those old times.
Mm-hmm. And she's the daughter that was killed in the car accident.
Oh, she was. Did you like writing the poems? Or did you like writing the stories?
Which did you like? Is there a role or like?
You like that?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to rhyme either.
No.
But Marie can give us the rhyming poems. She's the one who remembers those so beautifully. I'm so glad that you joined us, Marie. just been wonderful to have you with us.
It's been very nice.
Well, we will keep it up. It's not that we're going to quit forever, you know, but I think I got to have some time to get all that transcribed that we already have before we get any more. I can't seem to catch up, so I'll get that done. Can you think of any stories that you'd like for next year that we can make a little...
Is traveled or anything like that.
Yeah, that's traveling. A good idea, traveling.
Traveling. Or about to travel. Or where they have been, talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Any other ideas about the class?
Well, we haven't gotten no scraps yet.
No, yeah, but you've been real good.
We haven't had jealousy.
Oh, no. I think we're all good friends and work together.
Maybe I don't fight over that one man in here.
He'll win.
I'll fight over him.
I'll fight over Ray. That's why he sits near the door, so he can get out quick.
It's hot right now.
And any problems that we're only having time to see all those problems.
Oh dear. I just happen to think if we don't think of anything more that we want to say about the class, this is the time for graduation from high school. Maybe we could talk a little bit about that today. We've got a half an hour. If anybody has any memories of high school graduations or of your own or your family or when you were young, something that stands out in your mind?
I didn't have a graduation. I didn't go to high school.
Okay.
And I'm on the lower class.
No, but you know, a lot of people didn't go to high school. I guess my grandfather did. But a lot of people did not go to finish high school, especially if they were
in the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to high school. It wasn't. No, I guess it just wasn't too many years. Only those that wanted to be a teacher. You know? I wanted to be a teacher, but they, my folks thought I had nothing to do at home.
Mm-hmm. Now, did most of you live in the farm? On the farm? So it was, unless you moved into town, I suppose you couldn't go, right?
Yes,
I don't know. So no. Those who lived off a farm could go.
I had an uncle and aunt that lived in town, and I went there to go to high school.
And you lived with them?
Yes, I lived with them, mm-hmm. And that's here.
Where was that, Esther?
It was in Arlington.
And so how many years were you there?
I was only there 3 years. I'd be in high school. See, we had to get state examinations that time.
Uh-huh.
And in 3 years, I graduated.
Oh, when was that?
1999 when I graduated.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that was something then. Most people didn't because they had to stay on the farm, mm-hmm. and work or do
something. But I always wanted to be a teacher. But I wasn't old enough to get, they wouldn't even need my papers to give you a certificate.
Oh, really?
So I came back here to Waseca, to my grandmother's place, and got to Narvel here. And got, then I had 2 first grade certificates.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't get to be a teacher, I was a Sunday school teacher.
Well, good.
For 11 years.
Good. Well, that's important.
You see, it come, I'm just young, you know, you just pick my little class, you know.
Oh, I was a Sunday school teacher too for a long time.
It was, kind of strange the way it happens, you know. It was Father O'Reilly that got that together. And so he says, now, Now after Mass, we're going to have catechism class, he says, and I want you all up here, he says. Nobody had said, and so they started asking questions. And of course, he expected that you should have the nobody answers. How many studies you can because of nobody had. They waited till they thought this class would start, but they hadn't. So I did pretty well answering my questions, and so he said, "Well, now Mary, you have this class now," he says. "This is your class." I was only 14 years old.
14?
There comes a bunch of kids now.
14. Of course, we didn't have confirmation. Go to have confirmation to young men, you know. Now they do, you know, they take them quite young for confirmation.
Uh-huh.
So that doesn't too bad, you know, when you get that old, you know. So that was my experience. So I had that work for 11 years. Because I was at home, didn't get married young. So I was married at 26. That's how it comes.
So you got to be the teacher
for a long time.
Until all that time.
And so then Grandfather Rye again had another joke. He says, "Well," he says, "I guess you ain't going to have Mary for your teacher anymore. She's going to jump the broomstick now."
Oh, jump the broomstick.
Mm-hmm. Well, Irish fashion of saying things. Oh, so that was it.
My folks lived down the country, and I went to school with stable with my sister in St. Paul. And by the graduation, folks didn't get there because I had trouble and stuff.
Oh, no. How far was it from your folks?
About 60 miles.
60 miles?
They took the train, and the train tracks washed out.
Oh, no. So your sister was there. Mm-hmm. You were very disappointed, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a graduation dress? You know, you just described, yeah. Mm-hmm. Your dress was the one that you made,
yes.
That you described for us. I wonder if you all heard that. She did some crocheting on it and the petticoats and yeah.
Yeah, they did pretty things with crocheting. I did a lot of it.
But did your folks get there at all?
They got there after the hill.
Martha, you were a teacher, weren't you?
Well, I was thinking back of graduation. There was 19 in our class, and that was in Waseca here.
It was. What year was that?
1911, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And we each one had to give a part of the program. We didn't have to speak. I mean, and I remember that before the principal came to me, and she said, "I have picked out the subject of trees for you to talk on."
Trees?
Trees. My heart went down to my...
What did you
I
say?
I couldn't think of a thing, but it didn't help. She said, "You go home and think about it." She said, "I'll talk to you after a while." We finally did.
Come up with something. Oh my goodness. I wonder how she ever thought about trees. Then after that, did you start to teach right away?
What?
After you graduated from high school, then did you start to teach school right away? You didn't have to wait like Esther.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote written examinations, you know, when we passed enough of me.
So were you around here then to teach too?
What?
How far? You taught in Waseca, didn't you, in the country?
Around.
Where was your school?
Where? Oh, I was in different ones. I talked for 14 years.
Oh, you did?
So I always stayed a couple of years in each one.
Where were you?
What?
Where were you?
Where?
Where were the schools?
Oh, around Waseca, and the last one was down in Meriden, which was in Steele County. Otherwise, they were always in Waseca County.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots of pleasant memories about it.
I'm sure. Which one did you like best?
I don't know. I really liked all of them. I think. I know I was quite pleased one time when a boy, a man now, came into the home after I was here. And I was surprised one day when I saw him here and I talked to him. But I found out that he'd been telling him that I was his first teacher.
Oh, gosh.
And then we were, at the time when our election was for resident council, he got 9 votes and I got 8 for president. And he only served 1 time and he died.
Oh, dear.
And they came to me and said, you were so close that we aren't going to have another election, so you be president. I didn't care about that very much.
I bet you were good. But
we got along some way.
Well, of course you did.
I was in the grades when I won first place at State Fair in spelling.
You did. How old were you, Marie?
I was 14.
What a wonderful memory.
Just imagine that.
How many were there?
Oh, I can't tell you how many that I wanted. In written and oral.
Written and oral? Mm. Must have been really good.
I guess I was.
Yeah. That's great.
It was hard work, though. My sister drilled me. And she almost drove me to another state.
Oh, dear. You were the youngest.
At home?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They were going to make sure you did it right. What other memories do we have of school days or graduations for? And if we didn't go to school, graduate high school? Why or other thoughts about it? Or graduations today in comparison? Did they have big parties then afterwards like they do now? Everybody goes to the house.
Well, anyway, I've said I wouldn't do to my children what I did to myself. I said I'm going to let them go to school, because all the schools they can. And some of the girls are both teachers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they taught 3-4 years, and then they got married.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds about right.
But they like to be around. We had, the oldest one had one school for 3 years, and that was down here by the Niall School. And they wanted him back again. She already was, knew that she was going to get married when the school was out here. So after the end of that,
I taught for 7 years.
You did. And where did you teach?
Oh, I'm in this area.
Hmm. What in the country school.
And I had a few years at home.
At home?
I was living near Dakota County.
Dakota County, oh. Was that in a country school too?
Uh-huh.
My youngest girl married one, but then she married a boy from that territory in the center. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
What did you like about teaching school, Lester?
Well,
you taught for how long now?
I only taught for, 6 years, I think it was. But I had the big thrill. Well, the first year I taught in a double two-room school, and I had the lower grades. I didn't like that very well. But the last year I had a big thrill. They came and asked me to take their school, and that was the upper grades.
Oh.
And that's what I liked the best.
Who asked you, the students?
My uncle was on the school board, and he knew that I was going to teach it that year. I was engaged, but he knew I was going to teach it that year. And so I had some of my cousins right in the class in the room too, but I got along just fine with them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But that's a big thrill when they come and ask you to take a school.
Yes, it is. It's a real honor.
And my mother always says, well, I wasn't supposed to get married until I was 25, but I got married a little before I was 25.
How old were you, Esther, when you
I was 24.
You were 12? Well, it was almost.
Yeah.
You think women didn't have the opportunities then, did they, Jesse? That they do now?
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather finished high school. I don't know if his sisters got a chance to. They lived on the farm. I think... And then he was going to go to a business school, and his father died, and so he had to go back home and see that those girls and his mother got taken care of till they all left home, because he was the oldest. So that was the end of his schooling.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about women then, or girls?
Well, one little quite a few young ladies teaching school years ago, I think they were.
Were there men school teachers? More
yes.
Women than men, you mean? Or men?
Oh, yes.
Oh, there were.
Oh, sure. When I went to school, I only went to one man as a teacher.
The rest were women.
Uh-huh.
Did they change often?
Oh, yes. You know, years ago, there was the winter term and spring term. And the winter term was usually 6 months, and the summer was 2. So there was 8 months out of the year for school.
Mm-hmm. When was the spring term? Before planting then?
Well, usually May and June.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even if I was a teacher, I was my father's hired man. They always depended upon me to help out in the fields. And
even when you were teaching?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
In the summertime.
Did you like that?
Oh, yes, I love to be out. Yeah.
Yeah, I miss that way too. Get on the hill. Without hiring too much.
What do you remember about school, Ray? Were you a good boy in school?
You didn't get in any trouble.
No.
Did you go to a country school?
My just about a year was at the other building over there.
Oh, that close.
You must have been at District 52.
District 52.
No. In Freedom Township.
Freedom Township. How many were in your school? In your class? Yeah, one room, right?
One room.
Okay.
How many? I lived in that 5 years. We lived in that 12 years.
Remodeled it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It stayed just as cold as it was when I was going to school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would just, sit on the ground while it was in blocks. That furnace heat don't come off there.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to insulate it?
Yeah.
Make it better? Were those schools insulated?
No.
So the kids and the teacher were cold. Did you wear your coats?
Sometimes. They were in a round tin, around the stove, you know. You get a fire at that, but it wouldn't get warm.
Mm. Well, how far did you have to walk? Just that close, huh?
Yeah.
And you stayed there all your life.
Did you go home for dinner?
Yeah.
How much time did you have for dinner?
An hour.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did most of them go home, or did they have to bring their lunch?
Yes, they bring their lunch.
How about you, Tilly? What do you remember about school?
I had 2 miles to go. So on the way to work, too bad I couldn't go. I missed a lot when I was little. Then when I was talking to old, I sure should have missed again.
Pleurisy when you were 12.
Yeah. I missed most of that year, so I was, when I was in eighth grade, I was. There's at one side, so many something that I got, so I didn't get.
Three grades at once.
It kind of makes me up, put me in with. Because some of the subjects I didn't get, I missed them.
I'm sure there were so many, yeah.
But I stuck it out, so I finished, I went to high school.
Well, you did. Where did you go to high school?
There is one. I finished that in 4 years.
Good for you.
And then I went to Mankato for 6 months. And my boyfriend, I suppose at that time, got to be a butter maker in the evening. He didn't want to stay out there alone all winter, so we got married.
Where was he a butter maker at the creamery?
Deerfield.
Deerfield. Oh.
And we lived out there for 53, I think.
When you were in Mankato, were you going to teacher's college?
Yeah.
For 6 months. You wanted to be a teacher, huh?
I thought I wanted to be. Then I came home and see them. Quarters, you know, and I finished the first quarter. And I came home.
Well,
and then I helped my cousin. She was gone. I should help her and not go back till summer quarter. And I thought maybe I would do that. And I didn't go back. And I helped her. She had a baby. And then different ones wanted me to work for them, so all different people like that.
Then you got married yourself.
My husband said, well, you can't teach school when you're married anyway.
Why not?
Well, he wanted me to help him.
Oh. Did they have restrictions on teaching school after you were married?
No.
You could if you were married?
You could if you wanted to. Someone said it's kind of hard to teach where you live because you know the people too well.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
So they said that wouldn't know it else because you speak up with certain ones.
You know them too well and you favor them, you mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't like them. Any of you have any married teachers? Or were you married when you weren't married? You weren't married when you... Were you married when you taught? No. I think most they did, maybe. The man, of course, could be anybody remember a special graduation of someone else, if not your own, that you went to that brings back some kind of memory? Our son just graduated the weekend before last from college. It's a good feeling, but it's kind of strange because you don't think he could be that old. But it sure went fast. Gosh.
Which college did he in?
He went to Drake University in Iowa.
Oh.
He is done now.
Some of the time to move.
Well, college wasn't always for everyone, you know.
It wasn't for Milton. He didn't want no inside work. He just wanted to be a farmer.
Well, a lot of people don't.
Or a banker, he didn't even want
to be. Isn't it a good idea that we all want to do the same thing?
He didn't want to be a banker.
He didn't want to be a banker.
Stand inside all day.
He's good at what he does.
Well, Joe did. Joe does his work now. He's in the city and he likes it.
That's your son?
Yeah, Joe. And of course, Leonard, Terry Lott's parents' store.
When you finished eighth grade, was there a party then? Kind of a graduation from eighth grade?
No, we went to a city. We had a lot of people. When I graduated, we went to a city. At the theater, they had a Van Lowe had a few of his speech and he was making for a while.
Van Lowe?
Yeah. He was Van Lowe.
Is he from Waseca?
Which was he?
The superintendent?
Mm-hmm. And then we had a marshal, and I know a marshal boy. And then the master showed up. I knew we are in the relationship now. I didn't know who he was.
Oh.
But I remembered him back again.
Is he a cousin or?
No, his wife and my brother's wife are sisters.
Oh, so now you're related.
Yeah.
The one you went down the aisle at graduation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
at the theater. That was interesting.
I was marched down the front path in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And all the schools who were on was the county game.
Oh. Was that on State Street? In Waseca? The old theater building?
Yeah, the old theater.
All the schools came, and that was from high school or from 8th grade?
From 8th grade and the very.
That was interesting.
Well, 3 or 4 from each school.
3 or 4 from each school.
Some had more. Mostly some had more than one.
Yeah. I
then
suppose.
We got a booklet. I ran across it one day when I was cleaning up. And it was the names of the booklet in each school. And it was 2 or 3 from our school.
3 from your school.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. How about the rest of you? Do you remember anything like that between you?
My son graduated from the 8th grade.
Did they have something like this then too?
I remember the boy a lot of
boys. Yeah. Now I see that Waterville has kindergarten graduation.
Morristown.
Morristown. That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, they had the last couple of years.
Gosh. Well, when our kids went to school, they didn't have 8th grade. Well, they did, but you know, they changed the school so that they went to one school till 6th grade, and then they went to the middle school. So they didn't really have that. I went to a junior high, too. I went through 7th grade and then went to junior high school in St. Paul. And there wasn't anything special when you finished 7th grade. You just went on to 8th grade.
They said you should go on to school and be sure you go to high school, but you never know what's ahead of you there. Somebody gets sick in a family, well, they go on to get a good job.
Mm-hmm. When they pass laws that you had to be in school for so long, too. 16, I think it is now, isn't it?
16 is always first.
Was it? Always been 16 then. Any other thoughts about graduating from school or this class? We're not graduating from this class. About what we've done in the class. Skip days? We never had any of those, did you?
No.
Oh, your son maybe?
No.
No?
You hear him say skip days.
Yeah. You hear him say that. I don't think the schools like it so well. The kids like it.
Some of my kids had skip days.
Yeah. They used to call it playing hooky, didn't they?
They have a hard time getting them, stuff, but sometimes they manage it all right. As I mentioned, I was supposed to not be home that day. I don't know what I was doing. And so a bunch of kids came up, the twins came running in. I said, "What's the rush? What's the matter now?" They didn't know I was home.
Oh,
he says, "We're going down to Mankato to see that flood. New damages and everything."
Oh.
I says, "Well, does the teacher let you go?" "No, she don't know about." I said, "Well, then," I said, "you're not going."
So you made him go back to school?
Yeah, I went to school, but the others went.
he quit enough that he let the others go. So then, just a couple of days after that, I lost something in that theater, so he drove me down there. So then, coming back home again, we looked over at the school, and I says, what's those kids out there doing? They're washing windows. Well, he says, those are the ones that skip school.
Oh!
But he had just as much fun when he took me to Mankato. That was a big thrill. He got to go.
Sure.
He didn't miss nothing.
Oh, yes.
He was honest about it, and he got paid well for it. And he liked to drive. He wants to get out, and that was just a treat to take me shopping and all.
Good story.
Of course, that had to be on a Saturday because she couldn't go and take leave that kid either. You know. It was Saturday that those kids were out there also. Oh dear.
Oh.
I'm sure they will have a lot better things to do too.
On Saturday.
And maybe just forget that.
They should maybe make them do a little of that now. Washing windows and cleaning up. Well, I suppose I better quit. They'll come after me here.